So, the journal, the 1AB journal, basically, is a way of having your own individual self write down the experience that you're having at AAA camp. So, by the time you reach 1AB, like, it's not just about capturing the images of, like, being down at the swim beach. It's about talking about, like, what happened, the funny moments, and the things that aren't captured on any other form of recording besides just you witnessing it, being part of it, and having a journal to write down all those things, because so much happens every day and every moment at camp. Just having some, like, one place to document all of it is really something that's very special that you'll cherish and you'll be able to look back upon when you're not in 1AB.
Now, you're actually doing something somewhat different from the normal 1AB journal, which is a book. Could you talk about it?
Sure. So, instead of doing a typical 1AB journal, I decided that I would do a letter a day. So every single day, at the end of the day, I would come back and I would write, you know, a letter instead of in a journal, exactly the events that I want to cherish and highlight. And then I'll take those letters and I mail them back to my home. So when I get back, I'll have 49 letters waiting for me at my dorm step. And I think that that's very important, because having just a journal doesn't, it's special to be able to open each letter when I'm home. And I think that's something that the journal doesn't fully capture. You don't get to have each day encapsulated in a letter form that you get to then open and re-experience the memories that occur.
It's almost like a present. It's like you get to open these 49 presents.
49 gifts.
Now, are you going to open them up in order? Or are you going to maybe, how are you going to go about it? Are you going to just like reach in and grab one letter and then be like, oh, this is the 13th day and open it? Or do you think you're going to, like, I'm going to go chronologically?
I definitely will go chronologically, because I think if you're going to re-experience something, I think, at least for me, I want to re-experience it in the way that it happened. Because your feelings towards camp changed throughout the summer, and that's something that you should acknowledge and appreciate.
And are you going to, after you open up each letter and you re-experience these moments, are you going to then take these letters, put them in a booklet, keep them in letter form? How do you see yourself, like, archiving them? For years to come?
I'm obviously not entirely sure, but I believe I'm going to put them in a book. And that might be swayed somewhat by the journal, but I think that it is really special. I know that I'm going to have each letter, you'll be able to see both sides. So maybe it's something similar to like a scrapbook, less than a journal.
Yeah. Are you gonna keep the envelope too?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've also said that you're pretty nervous about mailing out these letters.
Oh, yeah. Something that I didn't think through fully was that there will be a time when I won't have the letters in my possession, and I'll have to rely on, you know, a mailing service to get them from AAA camp to my address. But that's a risk I'm willing to take, and I think that having the letters at my door is worth any means to get them there.
Yeah, it's kind of sort of this leap of faith.
Yeah.